You know, if it doesn't work out with somebody, to me, there's probably somebody else
yeah.
greater out there that we just need to find to help, you know, fill that role or, you know, bring on the team or find their seat on the bus.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team Podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of The Dental Diaries. I'm super excited to have you all back. I am joined by the Haley. I'm sure you've all heard about her. If you're in our Office Leaders Advanced Mastermind, you've seen her on calls. She's been at the days. So she was here in Raleigh, and I thought, what a better time than to catch her and have her on the podcast. So this is Haley. She's from All in the Family Dentistry in Evansville, Indiana. Yeah. So welcome, Haley. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been at All in the Family Dental since we built the new building, since 2014.
So this is your 10 years.
10 year in October.
Oh my gosh, what are they going to do?
Well, hopefully
do
something.
Plan?
Probably nothing.
Do you want me to put this in their ear? T-Bone buys Louis Vuittons at 10 years.
Oh,
my 10
are
years
you kidding
is January.
Me? Allie,
I know.
Like that.
I know.
So yes, 10 years in October. I'm married to my husband, Derek. We have two kids, Emery, she is 11, and Audie, he's 8. So we're busy with that. Yeah. But
coach soccer, don't forget that. I just found out she's the soccer coach.
Second and third grade boys soccer. Yes, that's hilarious.
And running the office, all in a day's work.
And running the office, yes. So I started out there as a hygienist in 2014, just working part-time.
Uh-huh.
My youngest wasn't in school yet.
Right.
So Allie was obviously wonderful enough to let me do that. And then when he went off to school, I, you know, wanted to do something more full-time. That's when we started our sleep program. So I moved into that, part-time hygiene, part-time sleep.
And that's when I met you.
That's when I met you. That's when we came here. And then that turned into full-time sleep. And then from there, I've taken over.
Treatment coordinator.
Treatment coordinator. Yeah. Yes. Dr. Adams, big surgeries and things. And then
now it's running the whole place.
Yeah.
And you've gone from like 8 to 10 team members when you started to how many now?
We have 24, 24 right now. We were up to close to 30.
Yes, 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we kind of wanted to talk about, gosh, some things that a lot of us have done, a lot of us has been through, but actually Haley and I have both, we were talking about it. We were like, together, we could like run the whole office by ourselves. It'd be like one of those nightmares where the phones are ringing, the patients are lined up, but we feel like we can do it all on just all the different roles that we've had and people and team members changing and growing into these different roles. And since we've kind of had the experience of doing this to kind of find our, what we kind of call quote unquote seat on the bus, we're all on the short bus. We know that.
For sure.
But finding where we fit best and then I think what our specialty is to really help other team members find where they're most valuable and fit. And so we wanted to talk about a few examples that some of you guys may be familiar with at their office. If you were at the summit, you heard Chloe do an interview. So we were going to mention her, might even try to get her on here in the next few episodes. But talk about kind of where people have started and where they've gotten to, because a lot of times you may hear, oh, I have a team member who's just not, I mean, I was an assistant first and T-Bone says I was like C squad, maybe D assistant. He's like, but I would have hated to lose you because you're so good at so many other things.
Right.
Why was I even doing that? Like, I really wanted to be an assistant. But, you know, sometimes I think we're so quick to let go or be like, they're not good at this.
Yeah.
And people, when we really get to know people, sometimes we don't take the time to get to know them. And so we don't know what they'd actually be good at.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's very true. And I think, you know, anytime you're in a position of leadership, it's important to try to help people find that, you know, help build them up. You know, sometimes it doesn't always work out. But I know for us, you know, when Chloe in particular started, We brought her in as just an assistant. Uh-huh. She was an assistant at another
general
office.
Dentistry.
Mm-hmm. In yeah. Invisalign.
Okay.
She had a lot of Invisalign background, which she completely rocked. And then, you know, I was doing Dr. Adams marketing consultations.
Yes.
And that just kind of started to
get out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were trying to do so many other things,
yes.
too.
Yes. So just the way she connected with patients, it was actually his idea. I'll give him the credit on that.
I think he got coached by T-Bone on that.
Okay.
Little,
well.
So Chloe knows she owes a little bit of it to T-Bone.
Yes. So we were like, let's let Chloe take this over. She had some training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put a little bit more into it at that point just because the marketing was working so well. And she just blew it out of the park.
Think about it. Nobody knows if she's able to connect with people. Mm-hmm. She's comfortable talking about money. Nobody knows the surgery better.
100%.
I mean, she could literally tell the patient if they asked.
She was doing it.
Right. Exactly what was going on. By the time the doctor came in, there was no technical questions to be had. You know, so I can't think of a better way. Just a lot of the times the surgical assistants love the surgery. Right.
They do.
And they're used to be having sedated patients, just knocking it out, doing what they do and rocking it.
Yes.
But Chloe is the total package.
She is.
You know,
she is. She connects with people in a way, especially, you know, since it is emotional dentistry.
Right.
The emotions in that consultation room are high for many reasons. So she really just connects with people and makes them feel comfortable and understood and not judged, and you know, so that's why she's been able to be so successful.
Yeah, and I think where T-Bone saw that is she actually came down to scale your full arch course as a dental assistant.
Yep.
And T-Bone was like, are you closing cases, are you doing the clinical? And he was like, hey, come hang out in here for a little bit. And he kind of just saw that in her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think together, they were like, let's take this off of Haley's plate, because I think they knew you were doing so much in the practice. And we can talk about that, too.
Yeah.
Because I think when we get into this, you had mentioned one of the things, like when I was like, hey, like what's going on in the office? And you're like, well, you know, everyone's growing so fast. It's hard to replace people.
Yeah.
You know, and so that is one of the things, is like replace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for us, but we have to do that, too. Right. Because even to this day, we're still stepping in and doing roles and taking on things as we change team members, as people, you know, I know you guys have had a couple team members stay home over the last couple years to keep their babies home. And it's so hard, because it's like they want to be in both places, but they kind of have to do what's best for them at the time. So I know you have taken on some of the roles of people who have kind of stepped back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we grow it back up. And then we replace our, it's kind of becomes our baby, right?
It's hard. It's hard to give it up.
It is. Yeah. And I know I've done that, even still doing it today and passing it off to someone else. But then you have to replace what they've been doing. So, for example, a lot of times that's either assisting or front office. And so one thing T-Bone has said to some team members who have come to him and said, hey, I want to take on more of a role within the practice, is he said, you can do that if you replace yourself.
Yeah.
Right. So I had a patient who actually, I knew she worked in a PT office at the front desk, and I trained her to work at our office, front office, so that I could become the ortho champion. And I mean, I think I still sat with her for, I liked her so much, I wanted to sit with her in between my patients. So I was always kind of there to back her up, which was great. Instead of kind of finding a hole in the back and just hiding, I would sit up there in between patients and treatment plan and call patients back and do that kind of thing. But then I was also there to support her. And then as I grew and became a full-time treatment coordinator, she took on my next role, which was ortho. And so it was really cool to have that I felt like I was replacing myself with somebody I trusted.
Right.
You know? Right. And so that's hard, but we've definitely had a couple assistants and hygienists who have found friends from school. Mm-hmm. So when T-Bone says, you know, if you want it bad enough, you'll find a friend. And those have been some of our best hires.
Absolutely. You know, and we've ran into that. You know, it doesn't always.
Currently.
Yes. And it doesn't always work out.
Right.
You know, like, so I would.
Sometimes you have to go backwards to go forward.
Yes. I would, you know, encourage people to not become too discouraged with that.
Because,
you know, if it doesn't work out with somebody, to me, there's probably somebody else greater out there that we just need to find to help, you know, fill that role or, you know, bring on the team or find their seat on the bus.
Right.
So we've had that happen too, to where I'm like, they took over for me and then they've...
You're not happy with it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So
without putting people, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just part of it.
Yeah. Which it might not be their seat. Like there's some of those people have still stayed. They've just moved around and done other things. I think Brandon's worked every job in the office, right? And not some by choice and some probably not by choice.
Some forced on him, and he's back where he prefers to be, which is next step.
Which is next to Allie. Which is hopefully where we all want to be, is where we prefer to be, right? And sometimes we don't know that. Like T-Bone kind of pushed me to be front office, and I really didn't. I was like, I want to be an assistant. but it would have never led me to be a treatment coordinator, an office manager, and know all and do all the things that I've done now.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he pushed me in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I ended up loving it and falling in love with the business of dentistry, which is what is so cool about it now, is there's so many different facets of it.
Yes, absolutely.
One person I want to mention in your office, just because I've spent a little time with her lately, and I remember when we came and did an in-office case acceptance training. I think she had just started as a general dentistry assistant.
When you guys came down to our office?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's Emma. Mm-hmm. And she has a role that is probably not something that everyone has in their office. She's kind of transitioned from an assistant to a full-time lab tech within the office, but she's still an assistant. If they ever needed her to jump in, she could.
She still does.
She's still part of the team, all of that. They don't have a full-time lab running or anything. It's just for the practice. So she's kind of the champion of 3D printing and designing and exocad and all of that. So do you want to talk a little bit about how she got there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Emma came to us, you know, like you said, general dentistry assistant.
She came to the 3D printing course.
She did. So the first, it was after first summit, not this year, but the year before, she came to me after at dinner and was like, I really want to do 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. You know, everybody's hearing all the things and getting all excited.
Everyone's motivated right after summit. Yep.
And I, you know, I'll be honest, I'm like little, I call her little Emma.
Yeah, she's so sweet.
She's adorable. I love her. But I'm like, okay, little Emma, let's see. And she, you know, it's...
Because I need you to be an assistant
Know, right? Right. She has gone, obviously, to all of the courses and then the 3D smile design and, you know, with Dr. Allie and Brandon, and got to the point where she's at today, which she was out sick, you know, last week, and we were panicking at everybody.
Yeah.
She does so much and can do so much.
Right. So, know. I mean, she's helping consults.
Yep.
She would, if a patient in hygiene is interested in some sort of smile trial, implant guides.
Yep.
So that means Dr. Adams, big cases. She's DJs, making sure
singles.
DJs. Yeah. Onesie, twosies. She is printing Dr. Adams' finals now for his full arch cases. And then obviously doing all of Dr. Allie's smile trials and planning appointments, probably designs for, I mean, we just milled all my teeth that I got this week in office. Andrea's teeth were milled in office. We actually ordered them from the lab and got them back and compared the two, and we liked ours better.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome. And so T-Bone was like, we have so much more control. You know, like we can change things easily. It doesn't take 2 weeks to get things back if we do want to make a change.
Yeah.
But it's just so nice to have that in the office. But she, to see her, like she's shining.
Oh,
she's a totally different person.
She really is.
From when I met her
a
couple years ago.
We're pretty proud of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see. And I think that's what we want, like you guys to see is, you know, we may be in the position that we want to be in, but our goal is to help other team members shine and to help them, because we all rise together.
Yes.
And like, I mean, her doing that role is closing so many more cases for us as a team.
Yes.
You know, like that is getting people to say yes.
Absolutely.
These emotional smile trials and all of that. So I know Kate's here.
She is.
So if you want to mention like kind of where she was and where she's at now.
Yeah. So Kate came to us as a hygienist, was just a hygienist for the first couple of years she worked at the practice, was just, you could tell from the get-go that she connected with her patients really well, and her energy and just people loved her. Mm-hmm. So when it was time, I don't remember which course we came back from, but we were like, okay, we got to bite the bullet and do the treatment plan coordinator and have full
time.
I think
it was after our case acceptance. Yeah.
One of them, yes. Yeah. And we just ripped the Band-Aid off. We didn't know how busy she'd be. We didn't really know. And I mean, now she's got a backup, you know,
right,
to that point. And just really, it's just
so
general
cool
dentistry. Yeah. So yeah, she does all the treatment plan coordinating. And then Cindy is kind of second to her, but also still sees some new patients throughout the day.
Yeah.
But she's so busy with following up, planning visits.
Same day treatment.
Yeah.
Presenting same day
yeah,
treatment, or getting plans together while patients are there.
Yes.
And all of that kind of thing. So that's really cool to see, because, you know, it seems like she's different too, and like in her element.
Oh, this is,
you know,
we couldn't, I mean, found a better person for that position either. So
yeah. And I just want to like share with people, it's not always like, oh, you know, three home runs in a row.
There's been some misses as well.
We've all tried different things. That's what I'm saying. Like me, even especially, like, I just wanted to be an assistant. And I always talk about that. I'd say one day, T-Bone, I'm like, I'm going to be your assistant one day still.
That's your aspiration.
Actually, one day he didn't have an assistant. And I said, why didn't you call me? I was working from home or working from the retreat that day. I said, why didn't you call me? And he said, that wouldn't have been any better. I was like, at least I'm hands.
Just tell me what to hand you. I'll spit.
Yeah. I just love, like, you know, seeing it all, especially when you get, especially when you've been working on the other side of it for so long and you've been just like the patient's advocate, to get back in there and see it all is so cool. But we hope that you guys have gotten something from this, or, you know, maybe you're a team member who wants to find their seat on the bus where they can really shine out the window. And hopefully this will give you some ideas of where you want to grow and what you want to do. And so we'll channel our inner Aubrey and remind everyone,
keep flossing and stay bossing.
We'll see you guys next week.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.